Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's stars here today on the C2P platform. And today we're going to be joined with the standout Western Illinois quarterback, Henry Ogala. He was also down at the FCS Bowl and the Tropical Bowl scrimmage. And anybody in the Draft Avenue type of work, you know those are two priceless commodities. He's also studying as he's a grad student. And we joked before we went live, very busy, busy time when you're training for this three-month window as you prep for the draft. But Henry, you've had a great career and you've had some nice accolades at the end in terms of those all-star invites. But how's this afternoon, or I should say, how is this evening treating you, my friend?
It's treating me very well, Bo. How's the evening treating you?
Oh, it's doing great. We've been doing shows. We had a brief moment where we do Memphis radio and talk NFL, and then we have you. So it's been a great night talking NFL prospects, NFL. It's a great thing. I'm curious, not all the time, but the majority of the time, Henry, quarterback from day one. I mean, from the time you began playing football, were you the guy with the ball in your hand?
No, so. Actually, it's a funny story. So when I first started playing football at six, flag football, the first day we had like races to determine who was the fastest on the team, and I was the fastest on the team. So they put me at quarterback for that very first day. But then the very next day, especially to running back, played running back from the first day I played football all the way up to seventh grade. But, you know, I always just, you know, watching football, I always just felt like, you know, I wanted to have that ball in my hand. I wanted the game to be on my shoulders. So, seventh grade, I decided to switch to quarterback. I've been playing quarterback ever since.
And there you have it. So, I usually kind of like going through the transitions of that, but so you made the switch and now you're here. I'm curious, you know, a couple stops during your collegiate career. What schools were most, I guess, you know, who was hottest on your trail coming out of high school?
So I actually kind of had a interesting high school journey. So after my junior year, I actually received an offer from Florida A&M in North Alabama. But my senior year didn't go too well. I didn't get to really play as much as I would have liked. So I ended up attending prep school, and ended up going to Georgia Prep for a post-grad semester. And when I was there, I got recruited by University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. They were pretty hot on me, but they ended up cooling off near the end of it. I talked to Colorado State a little bit. You know, they liked me a little bit, but they kind of cooled off, which I feel like is kind of big in the recruiting trail. You know, a lot of schools like you, then sometimes, you know, they get other recruits, so they kind of cool off of you a little bit. But one of the main that was always there was Lincoln University, and my mom thought Lincoln University was the best fit for me. And, you know, they always say that mom knows best, so I just did what my mom decided. We went to Lincoln University, and I think it was the right decision for me at the time.
Fair enough. And then you end your career at Western Illinois, and now you're here talking here with us on the C2P. And as you folks know, if you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find these to download and listen to our featured guest. Now, Henry, you're on the program because you are a legit 2023 draft prospect. You were at two All-Star games. I like to ask all our guests who come on the show, what do you think teams are going to love about your tape? When they break down your film, what are those intangibles that you bring to the position that they're going to fall in love with?
I think for me, it's definitely going to be the arm ability. I mean, when you turn the tape on, you can see that I can make any throw with ease, you know, whether it's a deep out, deep comeback, throwing on the run, putting the ball out there with touch. You know, I think I can make all those throws, and I make it look easy, too. And I think that's definitely what's going to stand out when teams watch my film.
Excellent. What goes unnoticed? This is your show. I do know NFL people listen in. If the particular prospect piques their interest, what could go unnoticed? You could have been a team captain, a film junkie, a weight room warrior. Maybe some of the offenses that you ran at Lincoln or Western Illinois didn't afford you the opportunity to do certain things. Anything to add to help you fall in their good graces?
So, in Illinois, I actually had two coaching staffs. And before the coaching staff that we had this last year, we actually had a coaching staff with Coach Elliott. And that was a pro-style offense pretty much. So, you know, we were making IDs, setting protections, reading safeties, reading coverages, pre-snap, post-snap. And, you know, for a guy like me who had never done that before, when I first got there, it was a lot. But I think as the more I was there, the more I learned how to really be a quarterback, I feel like, how to really be a pro quarterback, just being around other guys in the quarterback room. And I think what I took from that was just being learning how to watch film, learning how to break down defenses, you know, just reading the coverages properly and making the right decision with the ball. And I think that what a lot of teams won't see is that, you know, I'm a big film guy. Like, football is all I really care about. For the most part, you know, I've got my other priorities, sure. But, you know, football is definitely one of the main things in my life. And, you know, I sit there, I watch film all day when I'm not doing schoolwork during the season. And then, really, I think, like I said, that film room and also me being a weight room guy, like, my max has been 530 squat when I was at school.
Wow.
So I've really been big in the weight room since I got to college. So I think, you know, what they won't see is that I'm strong, I'm big, I look the part, and I know I can play the part as well. And then I'm also a student of the game.
Very well said. Very well said. Once again, Henry Ogala here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. We have to discuss the two All-Star games, being down at the Tropical Bowl scrimmage, and then also the FCS Bowl. Can you just kind of take us through what it was like? Teams know you. They know who you are from watching you as a player, but now they get to know you as a man. What was that experience like for you?
That was definitely an interesting experience, you know, because, you know, coming up the college ranks, you see those bowl games every year, and you just think about playing in them. So to actually get to play in it was, you know, it was just a big thing for me in my life. And I feel like it was just great to really just play with players from different schools, get to interact with people, and just see how your game stacks up with everybody. Because I know for me, like, I'm a big competitor. So no matter who's out there, I'm looking at myself, I'm competing with the next guy next to me. And so to be out there with some good quarterbacks and to know that I can definitely play at the highest level, because I feel like I was, if not one of the best guy out there, then it just helps me reassure my confidence in myself as well.
Awesome. And you don't have to go team specific, but how many teams do you think you talked to while you were down there between both games, I guess, between the Tropical and the FCS?
Between both games, probably three or four, I'd say.
Awesome. Awesome. Does that put some validation in all the hard work that you've done, that these people are approaching you just to inquire? And it could be simple chat. It doesn't need to be a dictionary, you know, list of questions, but just them saying, hey, we recognize you, Henry Ogala.
Yeah, I mean, I had one scout. He gave me a comment at the FCS Bowl that really just – it honestly really just solidified this whole process for me, you know, because there's a lot of ups and downs in college. And, you know, for me, there's times, especially early in my career, like as a freshman and sophomore, where you're going through times and you're wondering, you know, can I really do this? And, you know, I pushed through all those doubts. And when I got to the FCS Bowl, you know, I had a scout really tell me that the way I threw the ball was just special. So when he told me that, I just it really helped my confidence just skyrocket.
You know, when I do these shows, I always wait for you guys to mention a few words that I can use as a sales pitch when I tweet out your interview. And I think we definitely found that, especially with an NFL scout saying you throw the ball special. That will definitely, I think, turn some heads and create some buzz. What's your favorite throw, Henry, to release when you get to, you know, sit back and watch it just leave your hand?
I'd probably say an under center play action skinny post. That'd probably be my favorite throw just because, you know, that's really one where doesn't take too much accuracy, but takes a little bit of accuracy, but you can really just put it up in the air, let your receiver run under, and it just looks beautiful when it's done the right way.
I love it. I love it. We're almost out of time. I can't believe the show has gone so quickly. You mentioned that football is your life, but you did say, you know, you're not, you know, you do have a life, but outside of the game, do you have any other hobbies, any other interests, anything that keeps you busy when you're not watching film or just, you know, preparing for the draft?
So I'm actually, this is kind of like, this is probably going to be one of the first times you probably hear this from anybody, but like, I'm a big like pizza review guy. So like, I watch a lot of pizza reviews on YouTube, and so whenever I get a chance, like with these bowl games or anytime I get to travel, I always make sure I get to a place that's been reviewed by a highly regarded pizza reviewer. And so I'm really big into the pizza world, I would say, when it comes to that.
That's excellent. That's why we love having you guys on the program. We just learned so much about you guys that, again, we can watch you play all day. We can say, hey, you know, the kid has a fabulous arm, but there's just so much more that goes into this. Before we let you go, my friend, we call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Okay. Now you can pick Lincoln or Western Illinois. This is your show. What coach at school had a tremendous, crazy pet peeve during practice? If you got caught doing it, if you or your teammates got caught doing it, you might catch a little hell.
That's a good question. I gotta think for a second about that one. I'd probably say, I guess this is maybe a normal pet peeve, but Coach Smith at Lincoln, he was big on starting off practice with throwing – flat routes. He hated if you just came out and threw a deep ball right away. Like the first play of practice, if you came out and just launched a 60-yard for a post, that he would just lose his mind over that. He always wanted you to just start off short. He'd always say, walk the ball down the field. So that was his big thing.
That's one of the better ones I've heard in a while. That's a really fun one. That's why we ask the question, though. You get those unique responses like that. How about this one? You being the quarterback, you guys are usually considered the prettier faces on the team. Are we more likely to see you as a lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model?
Say male runway model, because I think I've definitely got the body and the height for to be a model, and I can't sing, so I definitely say I'm
fair enough. And then the final one, as we count down the days to the 2023 draft, when draft eve approaches that week, that weekend, I assume you're going to be with family and friends. Henry, who is the best cook in your family, and what meal would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate your next football journey?
I'd probably say that my dad is the best cook in the family. And he makes a really good cheesesteak. He uses Filet Mignon meat when he makes a cheesesteak, and it comes out really good. So that's probably the best meal.
Oh, that sounds good. That's a new one too, dude. You've had a lot of. I mean, the pet peeve on the coaches, that's the first. You're off the field hobbies, that's the first, and then cheesesteak. We've had a lot of meals, but never a cheesesteak. Well, your father is now on the clock for cheesesteak. You, my friend, are on the clock for the 2023 NFL Draft. Continued success. We always like to tell our guests, be humble, be blessed, stay hungry, and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level.
Thank you, Bo. God bless you as well.
Thank you, my man. Once again, the standout Western Illinois quarterback, Henry Ogala, here on the C2P. And I love how this guy was just so transparent in terms of his skill set and what he brought to the draft process. I can't wait to do the write-up and, guys, you know, get that out to Sports Illustrated as well. But as always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.